actually, and I know marriage isn't the only focus, but I'll mention this briefly. We were actually married in Canada 2.5 years ago. And of course, subsequent to that, in 2 years ago, almost to the day, the Marriage Act was changed. And that's something that I'll continue to fight for, and I don't expect to oversee it under this government, but it might take 20 years, but I'm sure that'll change. One of the things I did want to talk about, Bud, is the difference between de facto and registration and civil union, because there's a number of different models that you can apply there, as I'm sure you're aware. I was involved with the changing of WA's de facto laws in 2002, 2003, and in my research at the time, it seems that there's probably at least as many different definitions of de facto as there are jurisdictions in the country, and they're all subtly different in some fashion, and that to me is a problem as you move from state to state and to territory and to federal. Plus, in an emergency situation, how do you prove you're a de facto relationship? You know, I've not personally, but a number of stories, anecdotal stories, I guess, that I've heard over the years of people who have been in hospital and their family has refused the partner access because there was no sort of substantive proof of that relationship, and the hospital obviously has to defer to the family in that circumstance, and those we hear those stories all the time. Probably less so now in WA since our laws have changed, and I think WA is probably up there with some of the best de facto laws in the country. But part of what you said, part of it is educative, and part of it is getting the message out there. One of the things the Labor government promised us was an education campaign after the laws were changed here, and that didn't happen. And I'm wondering if there's scope to do that as part of your campaign, your report and subsequent implementation. So the people understand the differences between different states and the differences between state and federal. For example, WA has good parenting laws, as you heard yesterday from Kelly and Sam, whereas New South Wales doesn't, and South Australia has pretty much no de facto recognition at all. So I think it's important to try and get some national standard across the country in that area. And then when you move into the registration schemes, as a measure of showing whether the de facto relationship exists, do you go for a simple sign a piece of paper at a registry office, or do you go for the full civil union as the ACT tried and failed to do? And I think not sure what the political will after the for that latter after the events of recent weeks in Canberra. So, but those are the number of issues, and I hope you're going to cover sort of that whole gamut. I'll just realise I'm taking up a lot of time. I'll finish off with a quick personal note. Sam and I are fortunate in that I work full time, and Graham is on a disabled pension. And one of the positive acts of discrimination is the Centrelink doesn't recognise us as a couple, so Graham can claim that pension, even though we were a straight couple, my income would be too high. And one of the things we need to be careful of in downstream, if ever this starts getting implemented, that those Centrelink rules don't change first, and it takes another 5 years for the equivalent taxation rules to change and the superannuation rules to change as well. So there needs to be some sort of whole of government staging of this process, which we did quite well in WA because we had some couple of omnibus acts which were designed to sort of stage the changes in at the appropriate time rather than sort of piecemeal changing of legislation.